The state legislature may soon take control over which bodies of water in Alaska get the highest level of protection. That designation is called Tier 3, or Outstanding Natural Resource Waters. Governor Bill Walker says the consequences of Tier 3 status are too far-reaching for a state agency to have final say. KDLG's Dave Bendinger has more.
States are mandated by the EPA to create a process for how Tier 3 waters are designated. Right now, Governor Walker is suggesting the legislature take control of those designations rather than leave it to the Department of Environmental Conservation. There's a bill in the Senate now to do that, and DEC Commissioner Larry Hartig explained it a bit to the Senate Resources Committee on Monday.
The bill that we have in front of us, SB 163, does three things. Most importantly, it clarifies who has authority to designate a Tier 3 water in Alaska. Second, and related to the first, SB 163 makes a clear policy choice whether the legislature wants to have a say in the designation of a Tier 3 water. And lastly, the bill provides a process for the public to make nominations and a process, the legislative process itself, for acting on nominations.
Why does this matter? Because Tier 3 waters, once designated, are protected to the nation's highest standards, and there's no mechanism to change them, ever.
Basically, you cannot put any additional pollution into that water if it's Tier 3, even if that additional pollution would not affect any of the existing uses, including aquatic life use, drinking water use, recreation, or any other uses of that stream.
The criteria for Tier 3 waters is that they have to be outstanding in quality or purity and have exceptional recreation or ecological significance. Both the Coctuli River and the Bristol Bay watershed have been nominated in the past by groups hoping to block development like the Pebble Mine. Those are two of less than a handful of applications in the state of Alaska, which right now has no Tier 3 designated waters. Hartig pointed out that many, perhaps most of Alaska's waters could be eligible, which is in part why the executive branch thinks it should be the legislature's job to set policy here, in case there's room for compromise.
The legislature could determine that we do want to protect this water in some special way. It has special value, but we don't necessarily want to lock it up, if you will, for in perpetuity or potentially in perpetuity. So you carve out some other mechanism to protect it. For instance, designation of a state park or a game refuge, a fish refuge, whatever.
Senator Kathy Geisel chairs the Resources Committee. On Monday, she expressed part of her concern, which appeared to be shared by several other members, about designating any Tier 3 waters in Alaska.
We're still discovering new resources that we would want to develop, and I envision that it would be possible that we would have a resource upriver on a water body that had been designated Tier 3 that we now want to develop. And we can document that it would have minimal impact on the water quality, and we want to undeclare that water body from its Tier 3 designation.
DEC cautioned lawmakers that if the state of Alaska doesn't set its own policy, it runs the risk of being sued, and perhaps opening the door for the EPA to intervene and create that process itself. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.